Our AccuWeather forecast says going to be partly cloudy, chance for showers, maybe a thunderstorm. High today around 72. The Milwaukee office of the FBI and several law enforcement partners, according to a message on the agency's Facebook page, engaged this morning in what was labeled a significant gang enforcement operation in Racine and Kenosha, the tweet also listing no danger to the public. The Kenosha News had at least two homes targeted with raids, a handful of locations in the Racine area also involved. No other details have been released at this point. Fire about 3 o'clock this morning in Kenosha, damaging a home in the 4700 block of 19th Avenue. Everybody, though, did get out safely. The initial reports had some adults and a baby inside as units responded to that location. That was changed to somebody having gone back inside the smoke-filled structure. Eventually, though, all the occupants were accounted for. That fire may have started around the kitchen area. Again, no other information being made available. Improving the delivery of mental health services is a top priority in the budgets delivered to the Racine and Kenosha County boards this week. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, Kenosha County Exec Jim Cruiser, outlining proposals to their respective county boards. Cruiser proposing to move and expand a crisis care center for residents who have mental health or substance abuse issues. Wants to buy a building just east of the State Corrections Department on 60th Street. That center will be operated by the Kenosha Human Development Services Group. Director Byron Wright says the move would give the center a larger, more visible location.
We want an identified site in Kenosha where law enforcement, the general citizens in the town, we want everybody to know that if somebody's experiencing a mental health crisis, they can come to 1202 60th Street, where the care center will be in the rear of the building. Crisis will be in the front.
The move to the one-story building would allow the center to serve more people and those with disabilities. Delagrave, looking to consolidate mental health services with a campus of buildings anchored by the Dennis Kornwolf Center off Taylor Avenue. The immediate future of the Racine County Ridgewood Care Center could become a little more clear tonight. Members of both the Executive and Health and Human Development Committees will be meeting in closed session, interviewing officials from three Illinois firms having the best offers to buy the nursing home. Corporation Counsel John Lehman telling WRJN News there will likely be a wide variety of questions, given this issue is of such great importance.
We're preparing a list of questions as guidelines, but it's absolutely anything anybody wants to know. And I anticipate there'll be questions that may be unique to one and not the other, only because people are doing their own, you know, Google research and et cetera. So there's a path to follow, but it doesn't. You know, we can allow anybody to deviate off the path, whatever, but within the time frame.
Could be a recommendation coming after tonight's meeting. A final vote of the county board, though, not scheduled until around December 20th. Posted threats this week on Facebook involve some words and symbols directed at Racine Unified's Gerstead Aggerhol Middle School. School district officials, though, called it a social media hoax. Racine police, nonetheless, providing some extra scrutiny both today and tomorrow. The threatening posts on both Tuesday and Wednesday of this week attributed to someone who was listed as Clowny Clown. It included the words, "Here I come," and a symbol that included a gun. Last week in Kenosha Unified, there were some social media postings connected to a story out of Missouri. Police at the time reported no threats against schools. This week, though, a handful of clown-related complaints, including two involving people dressed as clowns. And the Kenosha News has two students at UW Parkside issued citations for disturbing the peace while wearing clown masks. The third annual Bridging the Gaps in Mental Health Symposium going to be taking place this evening in the St. Luke's Health Pavilion at the Ascension All Saints campus in Racine, beginning at 6 o'clock. The gathering to include personal mental illness recovery stories from Deputy Racine Unified Superintendent Eric Gallion, Miss Racine Haley Shonter, NAMI Racine County Outreach Worker Mary Wilson, and Dr. Sahelia Broke, the founder of Infinite Potential Central. A panel discussion to also take place, participants to include County Executive Jonathan Delagrave and Ann Hysaw, a therapist at S.C. Johnson School. New report out from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services indicating drug overdose deaths in the state went up nearly 70% between 2005 and last year, 514 to 872. That put Wisconsin on par with the national average. State Health Officer Karen McGowan said the spike itself puts Wisconsin in the middle of the pack nationwide when it comes to overdose deaths. Doctors prescribing opioids now much more aware of patients becoming addicted. The 872 overdose deaths last year from prescription painkillers like OxyContin and illegal opioids, including heroin. UW Board of Regents today is part of its agenda talking about the financial numbers for the campuses. while UW Parkside is one of two four-year campuses that showed a negative fund balance for the last fiscal year, which ended June 30th. It was Parkside and Superior listing in the red. The Kenosha campus's problems connected to lower enrollment and the ongoing debt for the newest residence hall, River Pike Suites. Waukesha's Water Utility Commission picks Greeley and Hansen as its program manager for the switchover to Lake Michigan Water. The commission also directing utility staff to negotiate a final contract for managing the permitting, the design and construction process, the route of the project, the piping, the land, the easement acquisitions, public outreach, and much more. Waukesha's Mayor Sean Riley says this project will cost about $206 million and take about 5 years to complete. Of course, Racine County officials are not happy about the used water being returned to Lake Michigan via the Root River. And take note that the jackpot for Wisconsin's very own Megabucks lottery game has gone unclaimed now for several weeks. Now stands at $2.6 million for the drawing Saturday night. The Milwaukee office of the FBI and several law enforcement partners, according to a message on the agency's Facebook page, were engaged this morning in what was labeled a significant gang enforcement operation in both Racine and Kenosha. The tweet also listing no danger to the public. The Kenosha News had at least two homes targeted with raids, and a handful of locations in the Racine area were involved. Details have not been released at this point. A traffic crash Tuesday night in the Walworth County town of Bloomfield took the life of a Twin Lakes man, Donald Storr. 37 years old, he was ejected from his vehicle when it collided with a car driven by a 22-year-old man from Genoa City, the latter making a turning maneuver at Highway 50 and East Side Road. The younger driver was taken to a hospital with undisclosed injuries. That crash remains under investigation. In Racine County Circuit Court, Christian Loganegro, who was convicted in the hatchet attack murder of his estranged wife nearly 2 years ago, got a mandatory life prison term from Judge Eugene Gasakevich. But the judge also decided to make the 40-year-old Illinois defendant eligible for release after 30 years. The victim, Roxana Obradon, had been staying at the home of her employer, Michael Enns, who spoke for nearly an hour at the sentencing hearing, pleading for the maximum penalty. Assistant DA Trish Hansen afterwards said that Enns was disappointed, still blames himself for what happened to his employee, whom he also called his friend.
He was home the night this happened, and I think he's struggling the most with the fact that he feels as though he failed her. I think he's disappointed because he didn't believe Roxana had the opportunity for hope, and he didn't feel that Mr. Loganegro deserved that. Roxana Obradon did everything we ask women to do. She did everything she could to protect herself within the law.
Both Hansen and the judge during the sentencing comments said they believed there was nothing else that anybody could have done to prevent this murder. Hansen described the defendant as a classic domestic violence perpetrator. And Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel says that a backlog of sexual assault evidence will be tested, and it will produce DNA results, in his words, in the next few weeks. More than 6,000 so-called rape kits were estimated back in 2014 to be sitting on shelves in the state without ever having been sent to crime labs for testing. Third annual Bridging the Gaps in Mental Health Symposium taking place this evening at the All Saints Health Pavilion on the Ascension All Saints campus in Racine. It'll start at 6 o'clock. The gathering to include personal mental illness recovery stories with Deputy Racine Unified Superintendent Eric Gallion, Miss Racine Haley Shanter, NAMI Racine County Outreach Worker Mary Wilson, and Dr. Sahelia Broke, the founder of Infinite Potential Central. Panel discussion also scheduled on mental health. Participants to include County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. When it comes to the flu, state epidemiologist Tom Haupt urges you to get immunized for others, if not yourself.
You're not only trying to protect yourself from getting ill, you're trying to protect those around you, especially those who might be elderly or have any kind of underlying conditions, or young children as well.
Haupt says it's a little too early, really, to know how severe this year's flu season is going to be. Flu shots, of course, especially important for anybody 65 and older, young children, pregnant women, and others with chronic health conditions. The candidates in the 63rd Assembly District, Republican incumbent Robin Voss and Democratic challenger Andy Mitchell, squared off in a little debate last night at Case High School, sponsored by the American Association of University Women. The candidates questioned about partisanship in politics, Mitchell saying that happens when politicians don't spend enough time on the real issues.
We spend an inordinate amount of time coming up with solutions for problems that don't actually exist or they're actually not that big of a deal. And why are we spending so much time and so much effort on things that are, in my opinion, just plain silly?
Voss indicating the most contentious issues are the ones that get the most attention. The majority of all legislation, he points out, gets passed on bipartisan votes.
I have a good relationship with Peter Barca and Corey Mason and all of the folks, Bob Wirch, all of the folks who represent Racine and Kenosha County. It's why when I got elected speaker, the tradition is that the Democrats put up one person, the Republicans put up one person, and we have a vote. But both times I've run for speaker, it's been a unanimous ballot. Democrats and Republicans electing me to be their leader because I do a good job of reaching out. I do a good job of listening.
The candidates also fielding questions about things like refinancing student loans, changes to election laws, as well as transportation funding. It's now been confirmed GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump will be appearing at the Republican Party's first Congressional District Fall Fest fundraising event this Saturday afternoon at the Walworth County Fairgrounds. The event was moved from a Burlington apple orchard to the bigger venue earlier in the week in anticipation of Trump's campaign accepting an invitation. The ticket-only fundraiser to also feature House Speaker Paul Ryan, Governor Scott Walker, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, and other Republicans. This will be Trump's first joint campaign appearance with Ryan and Johnson. State Department of Transportation, joined by the Village of Caledonia, holding a public information meeting 7:30 p.m. October the 24th at the Eastside Community Center. This will be on a project proposal to replace the Hoods Creek Bridge within the next 2 years. It's 63 years old. It spans about 21 feet. It connects to a number of homes in that subdivision, but it's so unsafe that the village administrator, Tom Christensen, recently said there'd be concern about losing a fire truck if it had to cross that bridge for any emergency call in that area. Project cost is more than $520,000. The village would cover 20%. The rest would be federal money. A temporary winter homeless shelter site in Racine now proposed on the second floor of the old Lincoln Lutheran building on Dominick Drive. It currently houses United Way of Racine County. This would accept people who struggle with drug and alcohol-related issues, as well as mental health. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave noting 10 to 30 homeless people would be housed each night, and it's a better and less costly alternative.
Let me give you an example. We may potentially have to do a Chapter 55 on some of these residents. Very expensive. Chapter 55 is individuals who, for a myriad of mental health reasons, are a danger to themselves or others. So the Human Services Department, working in conjunction with the law enforcement, would secure these people to a hospital for evaluation.
Pastor Warren Williams of Living Faith Lutheran Church is co-founder of Segway Racine, and it's a large enough space, he says, to handle the anticipated need this winter, and they have already found themselves a coordinator.
There are probably 14 rooms that could house four people each. Plus, there's a huge day room area that Lincoln Lutheran had used as an adult daycare area. We're anticipating, really, early on, maybe 8 to 10 people midwinter. We've got some funding. We're working on getting more funding now, but we've got enough to get going.
The Finance and Human Resources Committee is supporting a one-time grant of $40,000 to Segway for the short-term lease of the site and a possible full county board vote later on this month. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.